You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
See, recently, I donated a kidney to my brother, right? No, don't clap, don't clap, don't clap, don't clap. He owed me money. I was like, I'll be damned if you're gonna skate out on that bad kidney bullshit. All right, I got two, you get one, your ass going back to work. That's what we're gonna do. And it wasn't bad, it wasn't like the old days, you know, where you donate a kidney and you wake up in a bathtub full of ice in Venezuela. Like, they don't do it that way anymore. It's called laparoscopic surgery, right? So they did three little incisions here and they go in with a camera, then they kind of inflated me, which is weird. Then they do a little cut here and they go in with a hook and they take out the kidney, right? And I'm like, that's not surgery. I got friends going with a Slim Jim and pull that out and they could do that shit in the dark, you know what I'm saying? And I said that to the doctor and the doctor laughed, right? Fortunately, I had a doctor with a sense of humor because I like to mess with people, you know? So what they do is you come in, there's two surgical teams and they're kind of a mirror. One team's gonna take the kidney out of me, the other team's gonna put the kidney in my brother. So there's two surgeons, two kidney doctors, et cetera. We're all in this room, me and my brother, the doctors, and they show you on a computer, they show you a computer simulation of the surgery because they wanna make sure I'm willing to go through. They're like, look, if you have any concern, any question, just let us know. And I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, man, this looks hard. You ever done this before? Right? And the doctor's laughing. He's like, what, are you kidding? And I'm like, yeah, like, you got to go to college to do this shit, right? And so he's like, my partner and I, we've done hundreds of transplants. We're like Jordan and Pippen. And I was like, yo ass better be Jordan. I said, no. You give my brother Pippen, I want Jordan. That's right. And I want number 23 Jordan. I don't want number 45, because he has slowed down, you know what I'm saying? The anesthesiologist came in, and I wish this was a joke, but absolutely true. He walked in, he said, this is gonna be the most restful day of your life. I'm gonna put you into Michael Jackson's sleep. And I said, I better be black when I wake up. I saw what you clowns did to Mike. I ain't having it. And my mother was there, obviously, right? Because they're putting both her sons under. And if anything goes wrong, she stands to collect a lot of money. So I don't blame her. But again, the surgical technology was fascinating. You know, like they showed me a three-dimensional x-ray of my body. It was amazing. All the organs in place. What's going on? Surgical technology, amazing. However, the hospital gown. For some reason, this thing hasn't changed ever, right? Like the first guy made when they're like, wow, nailed it, first shot. No, we see no need to ever improve on that design. Like, first of all, it had to have been designed when people were about 4 feet tall, right? Because it's only this long. It comes to right here. And the back is fully open with two long strings that no one in the hospital knows how to tie. They just give it to you and you, no, can't, no, this is, and so now you're wearing the open back miniskirt, right? Not a good look for anybody. And they're about to put me out. And if you've ever had surgery, you know when you're out, your ass is out, right? Like, I have no recollection of surgery. People are like, how's surgery going? I'm like, they could have taken extra shit. I don't know what they did. But they told me, they said, when you're waking up, when you're coming out of Michael Jackson's sleep, the important thing is we need you to get up, right? That's how we know you're okay. So I'm like, I got it, I can get up, I got it. So they knock me out, they do the surgery. So now I'm in the recovery room and you're high and you're like, whoa, right? But I gotta get up, right? I'm focused. So I swing one leg out of the bed, right? And then I swing the other leg out and I stood up and there's my mother and there's my junk right there. Just take a look at that, man. Wow, they shaved it, just like last time you saw. Not a good day for mom. She had to do that twice, so that's not good.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volkweis, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindberg. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.